the rest of the story. It was the sort of thing Jamie's parents might have expected a dozen years previous, but when their 19-year-old college student son brought home the baby raccoon that he had found in the nearby woodland, Mom and Dad didn't quite know what to think. The raccoon obviously had been abandoned by its mother, and a trip to the local veterinarian revealed why the little animal was blind. Jamie's parents agreed that the raccoon's predicament was very sad, but that, after all, was nature's way. Still, Jamie was reluctant to abandon the little creature a second time in the woods, this time surely to die, and thus began an incredible family saga, the story of aggravation and tenderness and laughter and love that was bound to grow from sharing one's own home with Kitty the raccoon. And yes, it all really happened almost 20 years ago. But it was not to be forgot by any member of the Stamper family, including and perhaps especially by Jamie's father, Malcolm. For when aerospace engineer Malcolm Stamper retired from his job at Boeing 2 years ago, he started thinking about the lessons in compassion that he had learned from his acquaintance with Kitty the raccoon. And the more he thought, the more he realized that they were lessons we all need to learn. And the earlier, the better. Today, Malcolm Stamper runs a small office in Seattle. His only full-time employee is his own daughter, Mary Lynham. And he has traded the gray suits and the proper neckties of his years with Boeing for khaki breeches and athletic shoes and a little publishing company of his own invention called Storytellers, Inc., I-N-K, Storytellers, Inc. Malcolm's mission sounds simple enough: to reteach consideration of and respect for and kindness toward fellow beings, to encourage a gentler attitude toward all living things, great and small. If you want to get the guns out of the lunchboxes, he says, put humane literature in the schools. And that's precisely what Mr. Stamper intends to do with the redistribution of classics like Black Beauty and Beautiful Joe and Albert Payson Terhune's books about collies and more than a dozen new and original books promoting a better treatment of animals. Tomorrow's classics have titles like Cousin Charlie the Crow and The Lost and Found Puppy. Malcolm Stamper's dream is to teach literacy while at the same time teaching tenderness and compassion. He's being applauded by law enforcement officials, by sociologists who have traced much cruelty among men to their cruelty to animals when they were boys. And yes, as surely you have guessed, the story of Kitty the raccoon, tenderly penned by Malcolm's son, was the first literary step for the Stamper family on an exciting path which may someday lead to a better world. But now, whenever you hear the name Malcolm Stamper spoken respectfully in publishing circles, I hope you'll remember the man who directed development of the first jumbo jet, the Boeing 747, only to set out in his retirement upon the most glorious quest of all. And if Seattle's reincarnation of St. Francis should succeed in his mission, it'll all date back to the day his son Jamie returned home from a nearby woodland, cradling in his arms a tiny, abandoned and blind baby raccoon. And now you know the rest of the story.